Music is back, and the first show at the newly named RV In Style Resorts Amphitheater in Ridgefield, Washington, kicks off with these guys later this month.
Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Veronica attended the concert season launch party.
Kathy Russo's director of sales at the amphitheater and says people are ready for some music.
We are going to open for our first show August 25th. It's the Black Crowes, and we will run through early October. We're going to get in as many shows as we can with as many people that want to tour as we can to really kick off the after COVID year.
And I would imagine that there's no lack of interest from fans because it's been a long, dry year plus.
We're at 70, 80, 90% sold on most of our shows. It's crazy. People are so excited to get back out and to hear live music.
What's the show you're looking forward to most this year?
I have to say it's Kiss. I am an old school rocker and I just am excited to see these guys still touring.
Mike and Denise Warner were high school sweethearts from Vancouver who started out with one truck about four decades ago, and now they own RV resorts across Oregon and Washington with one of the latest under construction in Estacada.
We're growing enough, we think we want to dive into this and start doing an RV in style and show the five-star and the family environment and the camping and everything that people can do. So all our parks are resorts now.
So when people are traveling the country in their RVs, this is the type of destination they're heading for.
Right. Absolutely.
There's fishing, boating,
cabins, RVing.
You don't even need an RV to come up to our properties, which is really cool. We have indoor pools. Anything like a resort should have, right? And it's really, it's super fun.
Right. And people love to travel, especially this last year with COVID. They really love to travel in RVs, too.
RVs are record sales 3 years in a row, and their sales are out. If you want a brand new one, you got to wait a while to get them. And the young kids are taking off, and the baby boomers, you know, they're selling their homes and they're buying these beautiful, beautiful RVs, and they're taking them around seeing the country.
And everybody's working from remote now, so they could take their computers, go in their RV, work from their RV, and still give their kids a good experience.
We're going to take that experience and have even raise the bar. We'll have, like, sing around the campfires, bring people in to do stuff like that. We're introducing food on, food trucks are really starting to take hold and be a popular thing. We're bringing in the local businesses because we're bringing in hundreds of people into their area, and so we're opening the door for them to do business there too.
First show is August 25th. Besides the Black Crowes and Kiss, other acts include the Jonas Brothers, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, Alanis Morissette, Kings of Leon, Matchbox 20, Santana, and the Doobie Brothers.
I like the sound of all of those bands.
I am so excited about concerts again. I just can't wait.
Fingers crossed everything works out all right. And we'll have that up for you at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.